Brazos County, along with the city of Bryan, are the two governmental units that are involved with the economic development incentives for Fort Gundler. Has the county been able to reach anybody at Gundler about the lack of action that's been going on out there since the plant was supposed to have opened?
We have not. All of the tax incentives are based on their performance, and so RVP does their performance evaluation, and I mean, once they do that, and it will be done in the next month, 2 months, something like that. I think they're supposed to give it to us in May. We'll make a decision about whether we actually give a tax abatement or not. They are required to pay their taxes. That's the only way you can get a tax abatement. They pay them first, and then if they qualify based on the provisions, they can get it. If they don't qualify, well, then most likely they don't want. I mean, but that's not just them. It's anybody who comes in and wants a tax abatement. It's got to be, you got to produce jobs, you got to produce property values, and the number of employees and the salaries. So there's some things that, but if they don't perform, they don't get it.
From a taxpayer standpoint, then it's good to hear that they have to pay up front and then get the abatement after the fact.
Well, and I mean, I don't know whether they paid or not, but if they haven't, then our tax attorneys will go against them. You know, I mean, so as they would anybody else that doesn't pay their taxes. So I don't want to be negative about, you know, Gundler, because I really don't know. I mean, I hear rumors too that there's few cars, and I've heard of bounce checks and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I hear some of that stuff, but I don't know for sure. But once RVP does the study, and they will have to provide that information to us. If they don't qualify, then I don't want to answer for the whole court, but I would not be supportive of giving a tax abatement if they didn't do what they were supposed to do.